Hi, who's speaking?
Hi, Gila. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. Bard just asked me to give you a call right now regarding our
Yeah. How
services.
are you doing, John?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So, I was just going to go ahead and start from the beginning, just to walk you through what we do, and then I know Bard and I had a long. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bar already filled me in. Are you guys in Sacramento?
We're based out of Fountain Valley, so Southern California.
Southern California, got it. Awesome. Okay,
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Bar already filled me in on everything you guys talked. Just have a couple of questions I want to ask you.
Okay, I'll let you begin then. No problem.
Sure. So our biggest problem, honestly, is that we had a Google page set up, and I think that what the problem hap ha what had happened was we had too many hands playing with our Google business. Now, I think that the Google business was set up as a brick and mortar and should have been set up as a service area. And that's why now that I'm trying to get it verified so I can actually get the Google Map going, it's not letting me verify it because it's asking for a video of our, like the video confirmation. And I can't do that because I have a storage unit and I would need to drive from my storage unit and we work from home. The office is at home. So I'd have to go back and forth and the video needs to be under 5 minutes. So it's not working. No matter how many times I've tried to repeal it or do what I need to do to get our Google business profile approved, I haven't been able to do that. So
And
because of
just
that,
go ahead.
because of that, I've kind of just pushed that on the back burner. I've given up kind of on it. I haven't been able to find someone to help me with it. I've been trying to push marketing in other places. So Nextdoor, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Thumbtack, Thumbtack's really the only lead generator that I have faith in, but that's a really good one. So what I really need to know is I need someone in general. We need someone that can build somewhat of a Google presence. I don't need to have a full campaign running with like some crazy budget for cost per click. I need to be on Google Maps. That's the most important thing. And have an ad or two running, but it doesn't need to be some crazy elaborate thing. I like what the return I'm hearing and I'm kind of getting from Facebook Marketplace. I'm sure someone that knows what they're doing with Facebook ads could optimize it much better, but I think that with a combination of Google Maps is what I'm the most interested in hearing about. Because I just feel like I want to be transparent. We don't have like a $20,000, $30,000 a month marketing budget. If I can keep marketing at about $1,500 a month to $2,000, I'm pretty happy with that. So that's kind of the full disclosure, everything that I know and that I would like to know from you. So I'm happy to hear kind of in relation to that what you guys can offer and how you can help.
Yeah, I like that. Like you basically replicate our sales pitch. So thank you for making my life easier. We do the same exact thing you're doing, actually. Yeah, we're gonna optimize it a little bit, and we're also going to help out with the website. Did you guys finish building out the website? Let me double check here. I forgot if I
Spent like
saw that.
$2,500 on that website, and every person that's looked at it said that there's no SEO. So I don't know if I need to talk to the guy that built the website, but I've never heard one person tell us that we have a good website, and it was very expensive. So.
Well, here's the deal. It's because companies like ourselves, not us in particular, they like charging you for the website. So of course it's in their interest to knock it, if that makes sense. In your case, from looking at the website, and I was just looking at it once more while we're talking, to be honest, it should get the job done just fine. You just have to promote it properly. And
Right.
that's where optimization comes in on the back end, not so much on your website itself, but when we start like doing the actual programming on Google. And to be fair to you, Google is it used to be like what you know type of world where you can get yourself organically listed effectively and so on and so
Right,
forth
right,
just by
right.
having a strong website. And
Right.
now they've evolved, and like a lot of people do when they're capitalists, right? They've evolved more into a who you know type of world, or who's
Right.
investing most with us. That's
So,
why
yeah,
channel partners like us exist. Go ahead.
exactly. So, are you guys a Google partner?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, great. So that's another thing. Because I find that companies that aren't a Google partner, they don't have that direct access, so it makes it a little bit harder.
Exactly. Like, for example, our GBP specialist, her name is April. She's usually the one that handles situations like this where you need a backline directly into Google to say, hey, what the heck do they need to do verify? Yeah, we have those back channels that you don't.
Amazing. Now, I don't believe in Yelp. I don't want to put any money in Yelp whatsoever. I think that I call Yelp a mafia. If you don't give them, then they will extract you from their platform. And I kind of feel like there's no loyalty in using Yelp. And with Google.
Right, because nothing exists unless you pay them. And yes, even if you get reviews when you're paying them, they wipe them away when you stop paying them. They're nuts.
They're literally the mafia. Exactly. That's like, how I feel about them.
They're like, thank you for your protection, right? That's how they want
you
to say.
Yes, exactly. They're like, you don't pay us, you don't have a business, you don't exist. Okay, that's fine. I'll find someone else.
Right. So your website itself, I would not change it. And the reason why I can say that more sincerely, we don't charge people for website service. We include it as a tool. But the fact that you own that, why would you ever want to wipe? Like, because you own it, right? Meaning, like, you don't have to pay anymore for it.
No. Our goal makes me own everything.
So most of these SEO providers, ourselves included, if you get us to replace your website code with our website code, even though it's on the same domain, the moment you quit, again, us and anyone else, we're going to either abandon your website altogether, and then now it's like the mafia again where it's, you know, completely empty, or offer people a peaceful exit of like where they do it for $50 a month to keep the website. But at the end of the day, you own this, I would keep it. No one's doing you much better, not these SEO providers like ourselves anyway.
I'm not, God forbid, talking about building a new website. What I would be talking about is this existing website needs to be modified so it's used to its full potential. I don't know if the SEO is really where it needs to be for it to have any relevance on Google. The only reason why I paid someone to do a website instead of using the website I built myself is because I do want Google trackers to pick up that this website exists. Now, we own the domain, so I think that's a good step. And we have the, what is it, a host, where it's like running all the time?
Right.
Forgive me if I'm completely butchering this.
No, you're good. Only
but I don't want to like channel like so much money into Google, because as much as our industry is like we need leads for the future, we honestly more need leads for today and tomorrow than investing in organic marketing for, you know, 5, 6, 7
months. Well, that's why our price point is not crazy, right? Because we want you to deal with what you're doing to get leads now. I'm surprised Bart didn't mention this to you. The reason why he liked hearing us out is we do a combo package. Oh, did he tell you the pricing of everything?
Yeah. Bart's my husband. Yeah.
I figured as much. He kept on saying office manager. I'm like, just say your wife. Like, I don't know why you're saying it like this, but it's all right. Let him be.
Yeah, I always tell him, I'm like, babe, they know that it's your wife. They know that no business owner is going to say, let it run it past my office manager unless it's their wife. But,
right. It's endearing though. So I never ever like try to like insist on knowing exactly who it was. It was really funny. On your website, can I make one small suggestion, though, on your website that hopefully you can reach out to your website guy?
Yes, please.
When I pulled up from a computer, which is fine, it has a sticky header where what that means is that the 916-660-2674, that stays steady to where I can click to call at all times. The same cannot be said for a cell phone. So when you pull it up from a cell phone, you want to have a click-to-call button visible at all times. That's the only real thing that I would say that you're missing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great feedback. That's definitely something we can fix. But based off of what Bar told me, I really liked how he presented you guys, because there's not like – I think that marketing is usually made a lot harder than it actually is in theory by companies, and the fees obviously are associated to that. I understand companies making money, but I really – like my primary focus is I want leads right now, right? I don't care about what I need to invest in cost per click. I don't care about all of those things. I wouldn't be on lead generators if I wanted to invest in my website being something big on Google. No, I need work today and I need to make money today, you know? So
And Thumbtack makes a lot of sense for that regard, right? So go ahead.
Oh, Thumbtack is great. Thumbtack is great. But I want to know, like, in your, you know, knowing now what I want and what we need, what is your ideal game plan for how you would set us up? How would you map us out?
We basically look to earn your trust first, right, before we consider the upper echelons of marketing with us. So basically, we do that $249 a month. I'm sure, again, Bart told you about that. So where that includes the optimization on Google, get your organic listing on your map listings pushed to the first page so you can see us accomplish that just to really show that we know that what the heck we're doing in that regard. Then we can talk about running ad campaigns if you want to do PPC, or more importantly, in the world of carpet cleaning, a very popular one is Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with how Google Guaranteed works?
Yes, and honestly, I think we're verified for it, but they're not listing it because we don't have a Google business page.
That's good to know.
I did everything I could do, but it just won't list us because of that.
We'll get you properly set up and or troubleshoot, right, what needs to be done to get you properly set up as a service provider. And then what we're going to do also, your home base address, is it based out of Hayward or is it, you said you have a storage unit somewhere?
Yeah, we have a storage unit in like Willow Glen in San Jose, but I work from home. I run the company from home.
And is that Hayward or San Jose?
No, that's in San Jose.
Okay, so we would use your home base address to get you verified. We're not going to use a storage unit address, to be clear.
That's exactly what I tried to do on Google.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you weren't incredibly effective at trying to do it. All I know is just that, like I said, the whole who you know type of situation where when we can ask them what the heck is holding her up, we'll get at least a direct answer.
100%. But my point was the reason why I brought up the storage unit thing is not because of the address. It's because they ask you to show your business for the they ask you to show your business, like your business equipment and your logos and things like that. And I can't bring all of my business equipment to my house. So it's a storage unit. So if I wanted to show them all of that for proof that I'm running a company, then I would need to go from my storage unit to my house, which I can't do because it's more than a 5-minute
drive. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we'll iron that out as best we can. That's what our team does, right? We, again, give you that kind of direct channel to say, how can we resolve this? How can we pivot as needed to fulfill these? And then maybe they're not even needing all of it. They'll just need some of it to fulfill it, make sure. And obviously Google's intent is not to make it hard on you so much as just to make sure only bona fide businesses are verified, right? So that's, definitely something we can help accomplish. So that's part of it. But then the other thing out of that 250 is the, Facebook ads. So are you running Boost ads or are you just doing marketplace listings right now?
No, I'm doing marketplace ads, but honestly, don't know if I did that right because it says my name, sponsored Be Free Carpet Cleaning. So, I'm doing what I can, but I cannot guarantee that it's done correctly.
No, that's good though. The reason why I say that's good is that it's going to be a different type of advertising with us. We're just going to do the actual Boost ads that show up in people's newsfeed when they're not actively looking for it.
Okay.
Are you familiar with how those work?
And I think, those are the ones that just pop up on social media.
So we'll create the ad copy so that way you can see the effectiveness of that versus what you're doing already. Because you said that Marketplace was okay, right? It wasn't crazy good, but it was okay.
Well, again, it's okay with someone who doesn't really know what they're doing running it. So
yeah, but at the end of the day, you're our favorite client. And here's why you're our favorite client. You're active like crazy at this, right? Like most of our clients are just Bar by himself with no quote unquote office manager to help him run the business on the marketing side, right? So in your case, Hyla, it's really easy because you'll be able to do the things that we ask our clients to do, like prompt people to leave reviews. Now we give you automated, an automated like dashboard access where basically you just type in a phone number and send a text or send an email that says, leave me a review here, just click here, right? And it gives them the link. And you know this from your Thumbtack reviews. You're doing okay on Thumbtack, but, you know, same thing would happen in Google where you can start replicating that review base in Google. And now you have a much more permanent,
like, presence.
We're
doing like, okay on Thumbtack. I thought we were doing, I thought we're doing great on Thumbtack.
Well, how many, reviews
do
you, how long have you been on Thumbtack? Sorry, I wasn't saying it in a way to be condescending.
I'm like, that's my best one. You're breaking my heart.
I meant on your review count. Yeah,
no,
50,
we have so many reviews on Thumbtack.
You have 53 over 2 years, and you and I both know that that reflects about 10 to 20% of your clientele.
No. I'm doing great on Thumbtack. I'm listening to you, but in my mind,
I know. I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying, like, if you could replicate that, what I meant was, you're doing okay with your Thumbtack.
I know. I'm just joking. No, it's okay. That's fine. Let's do it.
Great. Now you're gonna hang up on me. What did I do here?
Listen. Yeah. You wanted to talk to the office manager. You wish you stayed with Bart.
No. It's fine. You're doing good.
Let's do this. So for the $250, I'm gonna get the Facebook ads. I'm gonna.
You'll get $100 of that devoted towards $100 of that is devoted to Facebook. We would have built out a website for you. You don't need that. Again, I wanted to give you that pointer just so you can get whoever did the website just to make sure it's optimized for cell phone effectiveness. And then other than that, because they kept the sticky portion at the top, and that was your drop-down menu, right? That stack. Actually, when I scroll, it's not even sticky. Never mind. On your cell phone, it is not optimized with a sticky header. So you want to make sure a click-to-call and the menu stack, those three lines, stay at the top at all times when you're scrolling. But other than that, again, it's the optimization, right? Making sure we're getting you listed for the right keywords. We'll get you actually listed, right? And make sure that you're verified officially. And then after we've earned your trust of that $250 a month, we can also be your manager of the Google Guaranteed down the road. And the reason why I say down the road is after a couple months, that's when you'll maybe want to test out Google Guaranteed. And having someone like us in your corner helps because here's what happens with Google. Sometimes they'll send you a lead, and if it's not qualified and it doesn't fall into the right categories, it helps to have someone in your corner like ourselves to basically call Google and pester them to get you a refund on those. Follow me there?
100% I agree with you because there's only so much I can do. Like, honestly, this is what I've learned. There's only so much I can do. I cannot fight Google every day. And it's your job to fight Google. You're already better at it than I am.
Right. So, and then that'll help you test the Google Guaranteed and see how it compares to Thumbtack because I'm sure they're going to have similar costs per lead. It's just a matter of like, you know, what your blend of marketing is like. Are you going to blend 1,000 towards Thumbtack and a few hundred towards Google and vice versa, right? So that way you can figure out that blend.
Right. So let me ask you, do you guys own anything in this process? Are you guys getting, because I know a lot of some companies, what they'll do is they'll charge lower prices, which God forbid, I'm not coming for your guys' prices or anything, but I'm just saying they will charge lower prices and then they will own the domain or they will own the business platform online or things like that. So I just want to make sure that we still have full autonomy over everything.
Yeah, because we're not doing anything with your website. So fortunately, you don't need any help with website. When you need help with website, the only thing the company maintains ownership to, just so you have a full disclosure from us, we maintain ownership to the coding of the website, but that's what you bought for like almost $3,000. So you're good. You got that on your own. So you don't need any website assistance and therefore you don't need to borrow code, right? That's basically what happens with these other companies you're talking about where you borrow a website essentially. Right. Even though you need it to be successful, they're maintaining ownership rights to all the intellectual property.
Hey, you're kind of cutting out there.
Oh, I was just saying that the code itself was the only thing that we would maintain intellectual property rights to in the event that you wanted us for a website, which you don't. So you're good. We're just a manager of your marketing. That's basically it. That's weird.